ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's been a bit of rain to freshen things up in Northland. The feed situation is just average, though. There have been a lot of farm sales in the district. Even farms that have been on the market for a while are changing hands. The bigger ones are staying in dairy, but our contact says buyers are diversifying into vegetables, forestry and even peanut growing. Around Pukekohe, there's been rapid growth in crops with warm days prevailing, but lettuce growers are not amused by their crops failing to develop tight hearts. Midweek, the weather turned and a cold front delivered heavy rainfall with lower temperatures. Storage sheds are full of large-sized onions. The smaller ones have been heading to an uncertain European market.
It's been hot and humid in Waikato. Some areas are struggling to get enough rain. The ground just swallows up what falls. A farmer near Te Awamutu got 70 millimetres, but he wonders where it went. He's feeding out maize and grass silage. Dairy farmers are winding down for the season, starting to dry off cows, doing maintenance and encouraging staff to take some time off before calving. Milk production has been better than last year. A farmer in Western Bay of Plenty had about 40 millimetres of rain this week, but one creek's gone dry for the first time in a century, a product perhaps of below average rainfall over the last 2 years. Milk production is 30% ahead of last year, which wasn't great because of the dry. The Brix, or sugar, levels have been slow to come up in the kiwifruit orchard this year, perhaps a function of warm days and not enough cold nights. With 180 million trays to pick over a more compressed time frame, one grower fears a bit of a train smash in a couple of weeks.
It's been a pick and mix of weather in Taranaki this week. Rain, wind, sun and even a bit of thunder and a slight dusting of snow on the mountain one day. Most dairy farms have plenty of feed so they can milk into May. It's much drier than this time last year on the east coast. There's only been a skiff of rain this week, which is making a lot of people nervous. They are holding cattle, hoping for the market to lift. The feed situation is starting to bite as farmers head into winter. Rams are out and farmers are trying to keep the ewes well fed. Despite the dry, most stock are still in pretty good condition.
In Hawke's Bay, there are good tallies coming off apple orchards where there's skilled labour. Some keen pickers can pick 7 or 8 bins a day, at about $40 a bin, whereas less enthusiastic pickers only fill a bin and a half. Picking conditions have been fabulous with fine, windless days. The Fuji harvest is winding down, and Pink Lady and Envy are still coming off the trees. One of our Manawatū contacts was busy competing at the local dog trials when we called. She says the area's had rain this week. Cows have scanned pretty well. There was so much grass they had few excuses for not getting in calf. Now the rams are out. Wairarapa has had fine settled weather and about 5 millimetres of rain after good rain the previous week. Temperatures have been in the 20s and contractors have been hard out regrassing. Dairy farmers will be milking as long as they can because of the higher payout. A farmer has been talking to meat processors who say they are expecting a flood of cull cows in May. The beef schedule is 15 cents a kilo ahead of last year.
Across the Cook Strait, and Nelson has had another wet week. It's been a very kind season with plenty of grass to keep the cows happy. Farmers are making sure they're all set for winter, ensuring pastures ahead of stock, doing maintenance and having a think about mistakes from this season and how can they avoid them next season. One farmer says it's been one of those seasons where everything's just gone to plan. In Marlborough, it's a different story. Things are still dry and it's starting to get cold when most would prefer a warm autumn, which would give a bit more growth before winter. Farmers are trying their best to keep their animals fed, but difficult choices around buying feed or destocking are being made. Some areas are in their second dry year and it's starting to take a toll. Our contact wants others to take good care of their health and well-being, get off farm if they can, or give Rural Support Trust a bell for a confidential chat. He says they need to know they won't be judged for putting their hand up and saying they're doing it tough.
The west coast's been damp. A little rain was needed, but the heavy falls can stop. More fine days are on order now. On dairy farms, cull cows are being sent off to the works. If the weather allows and it doesn't get too soggy underfoot, some farmers will try to milk to the end of May. The dry continues in Canterbury, with farms in the east the driest. For some, the dry conditions are forcing tough decisions. It's a real shame, as the temperatures are warm and if moisture was around, grass would grow. Many farmers are trying to get rid of the last of their lambs and cattle before winter. Processors are battling with a lack of shipping containers to put product in.
South Otago is becoming uncomfortably dry. There's been no significant rain for 7 or 8 weeks now. A millimetre here and there has been enough to give pastures a green tinge. Paddocks really need some growth before winter arrives. Winter crops like swedes, fodder beet and kale won't yield well unless they have a drink. Baleage is already being fed to sheep. The rams have done their stuff and farmers are now waiting for a good May. Southland's had the odd hot day and then the fires had to be lit. A good dollop of rain has arrived. The farmer we called says they plan to milk until the 27th of May but have cut down to once a day milking to keep the weight on cows. Milk production is nice and steady.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.